ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Our work is all about helping us be better ancestors as individuals, as institutions and as societies.
Good evening, I'm Luke Delaney. The Long Time Project is focused on finding new ways to help the world care about the long-term future. Its aim is to make us take responsibility in the short term. The project was founded by Ella Saltmarsh and Beatrice Pembroke. The pair have worked with over 125 policymakers to co-design the Long Time Toolkit and support them to introduce the Long Timeism into their institutions across the world. They've also worked with 45 artists and cultural leaders from 10 countries. This week, we spoke to Ella about the project, how it started, what's to come, and much more. Could I bring you back to the start of your journey? Where did this come from? Where did the passion come from?
This started for me with my nephew, Finn, who now is 10 and absolutely obsessed by Minecraft. But when he was little, he was really obsessed by doors, like any doors, kind of car doors, bathroom doors, front doors. And one afternoon I was looking after him and I was reading an article about climate change. And it was one of those articles that many of us will have read with these terrifying predictions for the end of the century. And he was playing with a door of a massive cupboard. And I didn't think anything of it because of his door obsession. And then I looked up, I heard a noise, and I saw he was about to pull this massive cupboard down on him. And so I threw my article down, I ran over, picked him up. He started screaming at the injustice of being taken away from the best game in the universe. And to both of our surprise, I started to cry too, because suddenly in that moment I realised that the world I'd been reading about was a world he'd likely be living in, and that I was not going to be there to scoop him up from danger. Now, I'd already been working on climate for about a decade at that point, but something about that realisation changed everything. And I now know that what I was experiencing is something called intergenerational empathy. And for me, that was such a profound and transformative experience that I decided to see if it would be for other people too. And that's how this work has been born.
Have you ever had that feeling that you felt at that exact moment before, or even since then, or was it really just that one moment across your life so far?
Oh, since then I've had it loads. I mean, part of the work that we do is about how do you foster intergenerational empathy, and there's lots of different ways of doing that. So yeah, so since then, it is now something I am much more used to feeling, and in fact I've learned so many different practices now about how we can bring future generations into our lives today, that sometimes, often when I'm particularly nervous and feel like I need a bit of courage, it's almost like I can hear those future generations there cheering me on. So yes, it's definitely a muscle we can cultivate.
We spoke about the past, now the future as well. I know that you do set goals for yourself. If I was to ask you that your 18 months, what would you like to do? What would you like to achieve? What would you say to me?
I don't know if we can do it in 18 months, but I guess what we're trying to achieve is essentially an ontological shift. We're trying to shift the basis of our cultures so that care for the future and stewardship is at the heart of everything that we do, so that it becomes like the soil from which our economics grow, our politics grow, our culture grows. So what I want to see is care for the future embedded in every aspect of our life.
Do you feel from working in this environment, from speaking to people all around society, that the appetite for change has grown in recent years? Or are we still sort of at a bit of a stalemate at the moment when it comes to getting progress?
People want it. Like, people want change. It's our politicians that are often a big part of the problem. I mean, the polling shows across the board a huge public appetite, a huge public mandate for taking action on climate. The problem is not what people want.
Ella and Beatrice have also founded the Longtime Community. That's to help support anyone who wants to integrate longtimeism into their daily lives. They've also created the Longtime Academy with Headspace. It's a 6-episode podcast where listeners are taken on a journey to discover their key message, how to become a better ancestor. While many policymakers, activists and people stress over the future, Ella and Beatrice's views on sorting the short term to shape the long term is certainly a fresh take when it comes to tackling the battle against climate change.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.